It's episode 5 of the Life is Short podcast.
The podcast that takes you behind the scenes. You get to hear the process we go through in making the short film Forgetting Me.
And today is opening day for voting on storyhive.com. So we're going to be talking about that as well as our audience that we targeted in our submission. So stay tuned. We're going to get into it right now.
Hey, welcome to Life is Short. This is a podcast about trying to bring a short film to life.
Hey, Kelly, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing, Eddie? What's going on?
I am doing just well. I'm doing fine. I'm excited because today is the opening day for voting.
Today's the day. Yes.
Yes. And as we've been talking about, this is our film, Forgetting Me, is in the running. And today is the day to start voting. So that's kind of the highlight of the entire thing. That's pretty much all I can think about. So yeah. So today we're going to talk a little bit about that and got a couple of other things to cover. But basically, yeah, like today's voting day. So
Okay, wait, before we jump into that, let's talk about what the whole point is. Why are people voting?
Why are people voting?
Yeah. Let's tell them.
How do you mean? I'm not sure. Now you've,
What I mean is like, we need to remind everyone why they're voting. We're trying to make the short film and we're in the running to win $10,000 to do it.
Yes.
That's a very big deal.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's funny because you caught me off guard and it's like, well, yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. But you're right. Like it's, you know, we're in, so I feel like my head's down in this all the time that, and now that we're here, it's like, okay, yeah, this is actually happening. So yeah, so, $10,000 is on the line.
Yeah. And we're competing against other filmmakers from British Columbia and Alberta. And they're selecting 40 short films that they're going to fund. And then those short films they're going to have on their Story Hive YouTube channel. And they're going to play on their,
I think Across TELUS is like their own network.
Yeah, like their own network, TV. Right?
Yeah,
and
elsewhere.
They could play them on Air Canada flights. That's what I heard.
Right. So, yeah. So I guess it could pop up in quite a few places. But,
yeah, for sure.
So it's exciting. And of course, the biggest thing for us is the fact that, you know, we could actually get some decent funding to get this thing produced and made in short order because if we are fortunate, which I feel pretty positive, I think we got a really good submission. So so that's why now, like, it's, you know, voters are the key thing at this point. But I think, you know, by August 7th, I believe something like that is when I think it's August 7th is when films that are funded through StoryHive have to be delivered. So, you know, it'll make for an interesting summer getting the film shot and edited and put together, but totally doable and something we've been working towards for quite some time. So
yeah, I'm totally stoked. I just want people right now, just as you're listening to this, go to storyhive.com, click on it, go look for our film poster for Forgetting Me and click vote, and you can vote every day for the few days that it's up there, and every vote really, really, really helps. Anyway, let's keep talking, but I just, while people are listening, vote.
Exactly. It really, really should take, you know, it doesn't take probably more than 2 minutes or even if that.
No, it's not
like,
even.
Like, yeah, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, I feel like we're almost like a pledge drive right now.
Totally.
It's like, act now. But seriously, if you're listening to this, you're probably a mobile device or a laptop or
totally network. Of course, so they are, you know, we know
exactly. So we will come back to that, but voting is open today, runs through Friday, so please go and vote and share our particular film with people you know and get the word out. So one thing I thought we could talk about today, you know, in light of our the voting is now open and live, is the audience. Just a quick summary of the people that we targeted, like the audience categories that we targeted in our submissions. So people will be able to see these now because they'll be able to like check out our submission and see the details that we provided to StoryHive and all of our wonderful graphics and all of our rest of it. So the three groups that we covered were caregivers, sandwich generation, and viewers looking for a strong female lead. So just quickly touch on each of these. So the audience group of caregivers we targeted was because specifically like this is, you know, this disease and our film specifically, as we've touched on already a couple of times in a couple of different episodes, really focuses on, it tells the story from the point of view of the caregiver. She, the woman in this case, is, you know, somebody who has, her life is basically kind of like completely in turmoil as everything kind of comes to a grinding halt, and she has to now focus almost exclusively on the care of her husband. And, you know, this, the toll it takes, you know, watching her, her husband, essentially kind of disappear right in front of her, like right before her eyes. So that was an important audience segment that we wanted to target in our submission. And jump in, Kelly, like I'll just sort of walk through these, but if you have any other thoughts. And the second one we talked about was sandwich generation. And this is one that's becoming more and more prevalent all the time. These are, for anyone not familiar with the term, it's people who are both caregivers for their own children as well as their elderly parents. So they are, you know, in the sandwich. So this is, there's a lot of stats online you can find around, you know, what's happening with this particular group and the stresses and strains that are placed on this particular audience segment. And, you know, to some degree, I've lived that. My older brother was definitely the biggest chunk of meat in the sandwich in that case, in my family. I mean, it was a stone's throw of both of my mom and dad at the time. And so, you know, just it takes a toll. Like it is, like, there's no way around it. Like you have your own kids and all your challenges in your own career. And then now you have like this very, very serious debilitating disease and the impacts it has on, like, you know, in the, you know, your parent who's the, now becomes the sole caregiver. So that was a group that we intentionally are sort of targeting here as well. So the last group of audience that we intended to target in our submission was viewers looking for a strong female lead. So this is something that you and I, we talked a fair bit about, Kelly, like in terms
of for sure.
What, you know, who we thought target for this and who would care about this film. And I know that's something that you had touched on as far as like, you know, your perspective as well as mine, and about, you know, there's a lot of films out there that have maybe just don't have, I guess, as for older women, don't have sort of the, I don't know, how would you say it? Like the depth or the difficulty of role. I'm not sure how to best describe
I think that you've created a really complex character, and one that's, you know, quite realistic and kind of, man, it's, I can't wait to see who we cast in the role, because I think that any actress is really gonna love the fact that she can bring a lot to the character, and there is a lot to the character. The character is complex, is soft and gentle, is hardcore, is loving, and also doesn't want to put up with any bullshit. And she's, you know, like a real person. And yeah, so sometimes, like, I think what's so great about this film is, you know, you've created a female lead character. And so she's not just, you know, the wife of a husband or something. She's the lead character. The film starts with her. And, you know, you say it's from her perspective, but it's not like from her eyes. It's watching as we see what is going on with her. And I think that what is so great about it is, like I said, is that we're going to find an incredible actress to really add that depth to her. And it'll be nice and refreshing to see something on screen where it's like, oh, like this is a well-rounded character. She's not a stereotype in any way. And, and I'm really, really excited to see her come alive. And, you know, I think of other films and TV shows out there that feature older women. And, you know, I think, you know, when we talk about demographic, you know, I think it's not correct to think that older people are just interested in watching older women. Like, if that was the case, the older women would never go to the movies, because it's a lot of younger people on the screen, right?
Yeah.
I think the reality is we're interested. I think audiences are interested in human stories. And so, you know, it's not like you went out and you were like, oh, I just can't wait to fill a void by creating this older woman role.
No.
But I think that you have created one, and I can't wait to see it come to life.
Yeah. Yeah. No, me as well. Me as well. I think it's there's a lot to the particular character, to both of them, but particularly the woman in this film, the caregiver. And you're right. Like there's a pretty broad range that I think an actor can bring to that particular role, from just like the stuff you touched on. There's like very, very, very subtle sort of quieter moments, and then some pretty explosive elements to the film and to that particular role that I think, you know, I think would be a great sort of challenge, sort of, you know, dive into. So that kind of covers our three audiences targeted in our submission, which you can see as of right now today on storyhive.com. So we'll wrap the episode right there for today. So please go and vote. Don't forget, it's like we've talked about a few times today, back to our pledge drive. you know, you can go to storyhive.com right now, if you haven't already, and go look for Forgetting Me. You'll see our, look for our title, look for our poster art, which kind of matches everything you've seen on social media, or the podcast cover art, all the rest of it. It's all very consistent. So look for us, vote for us. You can vote once per day up till Friday. So April 3rd, today to the 6th. And probably will take you like a minute, maybe, you know, won't take you very long, especially, you know, once you've done it the first time, then tomorrow and the next few days will be really easy. Please share with your friends, colleagues, anyone interested in film and in this particular topic. We really hope to get your support, because, you know, at this point, we've done everything we can. And now it's up to voters to, you know, hopefully push us over the edge, so that the judges at Tell Us Story Hive, you know, they'll see the merit and the work that we've done to get everything ready, and then plus, you know, support from voters, and that'll be the ticket to $10,000. So thanks very much for listening, and continue listening. We'll have more podcast episodes coming your way. We're not stopping just because voting opened. We're going to continue going, and we will catch you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.